This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Show 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. All right, let's start off the second hour now with Captain Mike Jeffcoat. See where he's at, whether he's still in the woods or back on the water. Morning, Mike. What's up?
Not much, Mickey. How are you, sir?
I couldn't be better. It's all good, my friend. Well?
No, I'm still in the woods.
Are you?
Yeah, I had to come in for it.
I never got a text from you on a big buck down. No BBD.
Nope. It's crazy. That youngest son of mine, Greg, he's got a place over toward Conroe. He hunts on it. The rut over there is just stupid. He showed me some videos yesterday. He had 5 bucks chasing one doe yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah. And out here, it's done. Yeah, it's over with out here.
That's unreal.
I mean, so,
as a crow flies, that's not that far. Did we lose him?
No, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. All right, well. I heard some crackle and couldn't hear anything.
No, it's yeah, it's crazy. No, I talked to Brent yesterday. Everything is good down there. That river's getting ready to make a jump. And so I got a lot of people on standby, but if that river jumps, you know, it's kind of done for the year.
Right.
Because it'll wipe it out, and it'll take a week or so to relocate them fish and get them outside. So
where's the water gonna come from?
All that mess they had up there. You know when we had the tornadoes and all down here and stuff?
Yeah,
it's been what, 3-4 weeks ago?
Right.
Month. Yeah, this is when all that went through up there.
Huh. So
matter of fact, one of my buddies that
flooding in Texas, you know, I hadn't seen it yet.
Yeah, I'm
here in Hill Country and Dallas and all through there. It's
gonna get it,
some kind of weak front. It's gonna bring a small rain chance for next week. They claim there's gonna be a stronger cold front next week before Thanksgiving, but that's I'll wait to see.
So that rain chances went out that we're supposed to get tomorrow and all?
Yeah, it's remember how they had us at 40 yesterday, 60 today. Well, it's moved 20 today, 40 tomorrow, 30, 20. I mean, hey, it's not looking good for a lot of rain.
So it's going to stay above us, huh?
Yeah, it's going to stay above us and west of us.
I just need a light shower for about 30 minutes. It sure will help.
Everybody could use one, my friend. It would help. I imagine them leaves are dry in them woods walking around squirrel hunting, huh?
I hadn't fooled with it, to be honest with you. There's so many squirrels, it makes me sick. I mean,
it's a banner crop this year, isn't there? I mean,
it is a banner crop.
It's squirrel
season. It's unreal. I don't know, when it was sunny, I got so aggravated with them. And it was hot. I don't know, about 5:15, I said, you know what? I'm fixing to have squirrel for supper. I just got down out of my blind and went to buggy, put my rifle up, got my shotgun.
Right.
I ain't even got one in the barrel yet. I looked up, and there's two of them sitting up there barking at me. And I said, well, y'all made a mistake. You know. So I killed me a couple of them, and I come back and had squirrel Sunday evening. So. But. Now, trout fishing is good. I was talking to Brent. He said they haven't crawled into the river per se. They're in the mouth of the passes. And I wouldn't know why, other than that water temperature still ain't where it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, still got 80-degree water over there. That's not that number. That magic number has always been 68, 69. And when it hits it, it's like turning a light switch on.
Yeah.
So, but he said it is good, though. I'm sure you see in the post.
Right.
Them killing them trout, so. But I got them.
Boatloads of them.
Oh, yeah. It's stupid.
Tables and boatloads. Just, it's yep. Pretty crazy.
Yeah. He said the only bad day they have over there is if there ain't no live shrimp.
Huh.
Them boys can't catch them any other way, so they ain't got live shrimp. They struggle.
I'll be darned. I don't
get that.
Chunks all plastics.
Yeah, right. I can name one.
Hop-o-matics.
1, 2, 3, 4 of them, you know. It'd
right.
be me, Brent Ballet, Brandon Ballet, Bobby Warren, and Chris Wilson will throw a lot of plastic, but he's always going to have live shrimp on that boat for his customers.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah.
They still sell those by the shrimp over there, or do they go by quarts? And
oh,
pounds?
Yeah.
Still by the
50
shrimp.
They're 50 cents a piece.
50 cents piece. For a live shrimp?
Get you some.
That's more expensive than soft plastics.
Yeah. That's absolutely.
Crazy.
Yeah, somebody hit me up a while back. Hey, you got any of them down south lures? I said, yeah. Yeah, I saw you was testing them pretty good on them. I said, yeah, I got some. Now, give me a handful of them. Let me try them. I said, well, you got you a bucket full of them
crickets.
Live crickets there. I said, what do you need the plastic for? I said, you know, this plastic ain't near as expensive as that stuff you got on the boat.
Oh, I know.
That you're going to throw off 80 gaff tops. And, oh, and most of them boys getting 200 now. They'll put 200 on the boat.
$100.
So, $100.
100 bucks for Hop-O-Matics.
Yeah, but the customer's going to pay for them.
Oh, they charge
the whole
them for
deal.
Them. They don't furnish the bait.
Oh, yeah, it's
now, y'all charge for cleaning fish over there, too, huh?
Yes.
They have
yes.
cleaning stations in...
at the marina. The marina right. cleans fish.
I yep. got you.
You know, only
how
time
much
that...
much is that?
4 or 5 cents a pound.
45 a pound?
Yeah.
So what they just leave a pile of fish first and then carve them up.
Yeah,
and that's what it is.
Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah.
45
yeah.
in the
which
range.
That, yes, that ain't a bad deal.
No.
I mean, It, you know, it started at 35 and this went to 45.
Especially if it's drum and redfish, I'll gladly pay for it.
Oh, absolutely. Or sheephead. Or sheepheads. You know. I mean, them boys, I mean, that one of them in particular, and this boy can clean fish.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like old Mac the Hack that used to be over there. He, I mean, he just rolls his eyes when he sees a big lug of them sheepheads coming in.
Goodness.
Because that is, that's tough cleaning. So, but no, it's, Mickey, this world has changed. I heard one of the boys talking the other day about, you know, he's charging $1,200 for three people. Now, that includes the live bait. Don't include fish cleaning. And he's got a mandatory 15% tip rate.
For a bay trip? Inshore trip?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
$1,200
Oh, and then plus fuel. Plus fuel. And he's getting it. There's a bunch of them getting it.
Man.
Yes, I don't understand it. I mean, me and Brandon talked about that. He said, let's see how long this lasts. I said, well, I know it's lasted a year because I've been watching them for a year now. Man, that's the first thing you can do. When they pull up to the dock, that dock can't handle them gas hose.
Oh.
So, you know,
y'all don't
know.
Much
it's
program.
A net...
Kroger bait over there for fishing. They mostly use Kroger for what? Mangrove?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they, this time of year, they're keeping Kroger in the tanks, but they ain't nobody throwing them for trout or redfish, nothing like that.
Yeah.
They're throwing them for mainly mangroves.
And yeah, that's what I always understood.
I don't get it, but it's a new world. But the whole deal of it is all these boys are charging all this money now. And even some of the older guys are getting pretty expensive. But they've got a network going on. And, I mean, I can watch them every day because I know all the boats. And I'll see one of them come by me and pull up and go to fishing. And then next thing you know, he's gone wide open.
Really?
He done got that radio call and, you know, so, and then when you're seeing all them big piles of fish piled up at that marina, that's that network. Because they're going to come back in and pile all them fish up.
Right.
And, you know, I talked to the game warden over here about it. I said, you know, y'all are just been, well, I guess it was opening weekend. He stayed at our camp for 30 minutes just shooting the bull. Two of them, young guys, really nice guys. And I asked him about it. I said, you know, y'all so hard on, say dove hunting about, you know, whose birds are what and all that, yada, yada, yada. Y'all make a big deal out of that. And I said, yeah. I said, y'all do that on fish here? Oh, we ain't so particular about it on the fish. You know, we're a big group.
Huh.
I said, boy, y'all could be in Louisiana if you wanted to.
Oh, so, yeah.
You walk
yeah,
up there
do
and you
substantiate
got.
Substantiate whose fish or whose when you got them all piled
exactly
up in a big old
right.
heap, you know, with all those people standing
exactly
around.
Right.
Exactly. Run.
It's hey, all about that social
you're
media
dove hunting
picture.
Or duck hunting, you better keep your birds separate.
Absolutely.
And
I mean,
if you
I,
put them on a strap,
I mean,
you got to tag each one with each license. You know, if the guy's got to carry them out on a strap, he's got to put a tag on there with that license number and that individual for those four to six birds, however many ever he's got, and so
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
But we're talking, you know, well, federally protected species.
Yes, when
know,
it goes federal, it's a difference.
It
yep,
is
it,
a different
it goes
story.
Different.
Yes, sir.
Yep, absolutely. Just like HIP, you know.
Yep.
Boy, it's a big deal, and it's free.
Yeah.
And, you know, I do my license online now. I wish I'd have bought my lifetime years ago, but I didn't. So, but.
Yeah, if I'd known I was going to live this long and hunt and fish this long, I'd have saved a lot of money. That was a hell of a deal back in the day, man.
Oh, yeah. You know, so it wasn't
oh, before I let you go,
now.
Before I let you go, you heard we traded Dubon last night, huh? He's
Dubon.
Gone. Go Glover. Doobie is gone. We sent him to the Braves for Nick Allen, who can barely hit 200 a year. Infielder, shortstop, and second baseman. Doobie could play anywhere. Go Glover. And he was good.
Yeah. That's a sports world. I heard something about Catlin Clark throwing gloves in. Did you hear anything about that?
Who?
That Catlin Clark, like basketball player.
Oh, Caitlin?
Caitlin? Caitlin.
I hadn't heard that.
No, I mean, it was social media, so you never
heard.
Well,
know, yeah, hey.
Took enough. I wouldn't blame her, though.
No, I wouldn't either. They beat her.
For the whooping she's taking.
She's taking a beating every night out there.
Oh, it's out of hand. Now it is. Now it's into junior high and high school ball. You seen some of them fights?
My gosh. Isn't it crazy?
It is. Absolutely.
It's so amazing what sports have turned into. Well, all I know is I'm mad because Doobie's gone. I guess I'm going to have to start watching.
Yeah, I bet everybody is pretty upset about that.
I wouldn't know anybody that's happy about that, including all those teammates.
Shortstop and a second baseman.
Yeah.
They got one of the best shortstops.
We got both, you know. Oh, and we got rid of Ramon,
I understand.
Too. Ramon Urias, he's gone. We got rid of him day before yesterday.
Well, I figured they done got rid of that one pitcher.
Hader's still not throwing his shoulder. I got bad vibes off of that. I think he's going to end up getting surgery, and we won't see him for another year. So.
Yeah, but what was our number one pitcher? Had them long hair, sweated so bad.
Number one pitcher. Oh, you mean you talking about Fromber?
Who?
Fromber?
Yeah.
Valdez?
Ain't nobody wants him, probably.
Probably not. I don't blame him.
Because I don't know if he's ever going to get it back. I think it's got into his head now. And
well, it's...
He just can't.
He's getting good calls, everything's fine. One bad call, and, man, wheels come off.
Or a home run, he's done.
All right, man, I got to roll, buddy. Somebody wants to call tonight, give him a number, man.
832-338-9376. It's on the web at RJ Hunt Petition.
All right, good luck to Dubon. All right, see you, Mike.
Oh, that's amazing. Later.
Later. I've ruined his day. All right, well, the Belleville Meat Market, talk about making a good day. Try stopping by the Belleville Meat Market and check out their full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. That's served Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and their bulk pricing, they have that available on fresh ground beef and all their pecan smoked sausage. They're sold out of turkeys for the holidays right now, but check out their gift boxes for Christmas. Makes a great gift, and they're already putting those together for everybody. Their wild game processing, nothing like it. Check out their new sausage recipe, their deer tamales, venison hot dogs. Your family will love that you brought some of this home. And their beef jerky, turkey jerky, dry sausage, dry sticks. That's everything for grab-and-go snacking. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible.
If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 5:20 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down Galveston Way and check in with Captain James Plog this morning and see what he's doing. JP, what's up, buddy?
Yo, man, what's up, buddy?
Oh, man, not a lot. How you doing?
Just working, man. keep grinding.
Yeah.
Man, it's been the same every day, man. It blows in the afternoon. It's calm in the morning. It's
calm in the morning. It's breezy in the afternoon. Summer pattern.
Dude, it's so hot. It's so hot. Hey, the water was 77 and some change when I come in yesterday.
Isn't that something?
I guarantee it's 77
next week.
Dude, it's crazy. I don't know, Mickey. Fishing is just, it ain't bad, but it's just work, man, and you don't catch anything the same place twice.
Right.
If you lace them out somewhere, don't even go there the next day. I did it. We stopped on a little old spot day before yesterday. I wasn't even going to stop. Going way to the west, and, man, it was calm. I said, let's check this right quick. Man, right. It's like money. I mean, we don't kill them, but we catch, I don't know, 6 fish, I think, before, like, the sun's ever up. And that's pretty cool. Then they fade. It's a little old spot. So I put 2 guys out yesterday waiting on a place. It's just a 2-man spot. I said, look, man, y'all go down through there. And you're going to catch 4 or 5 apiece. And we'll go over here and hit this deal. And we'll catch 5 or 6. And, you know, then you're just fishing, you know, just fishing. Hell, we don't catch any. No, we caught a flounder. And I picked them up. And they had caught 2. Had like 5 bites on top waters and caught 2. I said, well, that sucks. So, and we ended up catching like 16 yesterday. Man, we had to work at it, buddy. And I fished a bunch of stuff, really, that I hadn't been fishing.
Right.
But it's just hard. I can't really explain it. I really can. It's a weird one. Man, I wish you were fishing. You tell me. I don't know if I've ever seen it like this, a fall like this.
It was in the 80s we had one like this, but we had millions of fish. Even though the bite was off, we still caught plenty of fish, if you
right.
Catch my drift on that one. But
right. Yeah, and I was looking at my books right here for November, and I'm thinking I'm averaging – you know me, I'm Mr. Click and Count and Stats and all that crap, but I'm probably averaging over 20 fish a day. But I guarantee you, I hadn't looked at last year. If I go back to last year in November, I was averaging 30 fish a day. I promise you. and it was a lot easier. I mean, this fishing, this, like, every now and then you have a day that's easy. Like Monday, Sunday was tough. See, Friday we did good. I had Bobby Chan and them. They listened to your show. And we stayed till we caught 20 trout, 4 reds, and some nice fish. Not no big ones, but they were good fish. So Saturday comes, and I'm listening to Bill there a minute ago. And everybody I talked to Saturday, everybody, and there's a lot of people fish tournaments, and you know, I know all of them, so I talked to them, said it was terrible. Yeah. Absolutely terrible. Nobody could catch nothing. You see what second place in that nasty spectacular tournament was? Second place. 8 pounds, .31.
How many fish is that? Three?
That's three fish. Huh? I'm telling you, man, it was terrible. So then we fished Sunday. Bobby and them, I don't go many Sundays, but they wanted to fish Sunday, so we went. Man, it was just not very good. Now, you spend this any way you want. We could have put our old nine dead. Well, there wasn't but two of them, so legally we put our old six dead trout out there and a couple of reds or whatever we caught and tell you it was good, but, man, it was terrible. We caught 11 trout. I think we caught a big flounder. I think we caught a redfish. So it was bad.
Yeah. Well, bad is good now.
Yeah, no, no, it's still bad to me. Well, they call it good, but it's still bad to me.
You know.
No, I get it. I get it. So, and then Monday comes, and I said, man, I got to go back over here to this place. I've been catching a lot of fish. We didn't catch anything here Sunday. It's really a place when the tide's low, you can wade. If the tide ain't low, you can't wade. But I didn't have to wade fish for Monday anyway. I had my Monday guys. Hey, we rolled through there, dude, and it's I like, where was these yesterday? I mean, it was good. We didn't even go back through there. And then everywhere I stopped, man, I've been, and these are all places I've been wading because they don't wade. Now, I really ain't got no deep water stuff that I'm catching. We roll up in there, dragging on the bottom, making all kind of noise, roll out there. Man, we catch three, like, 20-inch trout, like, instantly. So, well, these are here. Now, I didn't go back. You know, I do that a lot where I don't lean on nothing. If we'd have leaned on fish Monday, you could have caught 40. And then here comes Tuesday, and it was tough. I mean, we caught them, but, we fished till, nah, those guys were old. They were tired. We fished till 12:30 and caught 12 trout. That's what we caught.
1 an hour. No, well, 2 an hour.
Yeah, so, you know, that's what it is. And I know it's hot. Me and you know the water's warm, but I don't buy all that. I ain't sure I'm fishing where there's
November.
A bunch of...
November. It's supposed to be snapping, man.
Exactly.
I can see that every other day pattern on different schools. You know, all of them don't bite at the same time, just like all of them don't spawn at the same time, but still.
Exactly.
But Hillman summed it up best last time I talked to him, last Friday. He said, for a bay this big, it sure fishes small. And he's right.
100%, Mickey. But you know what's weird? I ain't no bass fisherman. Don't claim to be. Ain't never been fishing some ponds one time. But it's just like bass fishing. I've said this many times, but there's nowhere I can go that I don't catch fish. And that's not bragging. I'm just saying there's some fish everywhere, but there's not a lot of fish anywhere.
There you go.
That's the way I see it.
I've been saying for years, we don't have schools of fish anymore. We have pods of fish.
Yeah. Now, that little place I was telling you I fished there for yesterday, hell, dude, I might have caught them all. Might have caught what was there. I don't know. But, like, 3 days before that, I stopped there. And from when we got there to about 10 minutes after sun come up, that ain't very long, I promise you we caught 40 trout.
Yeah.
I promise you. And 4 of them were keepers if you was keeping fish.
Yeah.
You know, I guess if you took the limit back to 14, I ain't so sure that old slot thing, Mickey. I don't know, man. Well, I ain't so sure.
We'll give it another year, and we'll be able to really voice our opinion on it.
Hey, what if you took it? Let's just say, okay, man, y'all want to eat some trouts. 14 to 17 inches. That's the best eating ones.
It doesn't
anyway.
Matter if you're only able to keep three. The dolphins and the sharks and the bull reds eat 10 times that much a day.
No, I agree with you, but I'm talking about taking.
Knock it down to 14. Who really cares when you're only able to keep three? Just make it 14 to 20 or what? It really doesn't matter, you know?
No, what I was thinking, Mickey, though, is taking it back to five. Look, man, we're going to give y'all a Christmas present. You can get your five beds and make it 14 to 17 to where I can go right now and catch 60, 70 trout every day, 14 to 14 and three quarter inches.
Yeah.
Now, people are doing that. And how many do you actually kill handling them? I went and checked all this stuff the other day just
That's
to see.
That's what Bill and I were talking about earlier. You know, mash your barbs really? Down. If you're going to weed through them like that, mash your barbs down so we can get you your three 17 inches out of a bunch of 14.
No, these ain't you ain't catching no 17 incher out of these. It ain't happening.
You know what
he's
I mean? Maybe 15 and a quarter, 15 and a half.
Oh man! But you know we're catching good fish, nice fish. We ain't caught. I think I've caught the whole fall. See, I went back October the 14th when I got through tarpon fishing. I've caught on the boat two fish over 4 pounds.
Yeah.
I caught one of them Sunday. So we ain't catching no big ones. But they're all good fish.
I caught one about 2 months ago that was crowding that 4.5 to 5 pound range, and it was like, oh my gosh.
Man, did you almost fall out of the boat?
Yeah, almost did. Last, big fish I caught was naturally Baffin Bay. So, hey.
Yeah. But it's not terrible. I ain't crying about it. It's actually okay, but it's just fishing. It's different. I ain't never seen that like it, honestly.
Well, hopefully we get there. We'll give it another year, and then I'm going to start barking like a hungry dog.
Man, I just don't get it, man.
We just can't, micromanage ourselves out of the business, man.
No, I just don't understand. I ain't smart enough. At least I can admit, and you can admit, when I don't know, I don't know.
Well, we just believe what we see and what we catch and what we do. We don't know the real numbers by the people with plaques on their walls. But as far as catchable numbers and catch rates, we're plugged into that. We know.
Well, that's true.
We know what we got.
I guarantee you by averages.
Fishing all over the place and you're just, you know.
I guarantee you my average is down 10 fish from last November. I promise you.
Oh, I promise you. And plus, we're salty as can be. There's fish scattered out everywhere, and there's nothing to – now, if Dallas floods and we get that river up again and start flushing, then they'll all be stacked up down your way, and everybody will be going, my gosh, look at all the fish we have. I mean, it's the same thing every year. We've been doing this since Harvey.
Right.
2017, so –
This may be the saltiest bin, huh, Mickey, since that
Harvey
time
this year, ain't it? Yeah, this is the saltiest stretch that I've seen in 10 years.
Yeah.
So, hey, Trinity Bay may have a chance one of these days.
I guarantee you.
I got
all right,
know, buddy.
Well, that's all I got, man.
Well, throw them out of going to the bottom number. They can do it all in one trip with you, buddy.
Yeah, we just go out there and pull the plug.
Just pull the plug, man. Go down and stop.
409-771-7306.
Oh, I forgot. You run a whaler, it won't sink.
Hey, this one I'm running right now might sink. This one I got right now may sink.
Is it waterlogged?
I may have the only Boston whaler that'll sink right here, man. I'm not going to field test it. Hey, but I have sunk this boat I've sunk it like three times.
Yeah, but not sinking it on the bottom, sinking it.
No, sink, like sink.
Really? But you
I
have?
Sunk, oh, yeah. I sunk it once at the pass, and I sunk it once with David Carroll, Chocolate Bow. I mean, sunk it.
Oh, God.
But it won't go down.
Well, I'm never booking.
Hey, I just got in it. The transom, hey, everything was underwater. I just walked in it, and then it took me about, I don't know, man, seriously, 20 minutes to get all the water because, of course, I had my plug in there. David turned around and said, hey, man, something's wrong with your boat. I turned around the bow sticking straight in there. I said, yeah, I think we're sunk. We're done.
Yeah, something's wrong.
Well, the barge just sunk me. The east wind come up while we were waiting. And then right. the tows kept coming by. And I'm fishing, man. I don't care if the boat's sinking or not. And then I looked back there when he said that, and I said, man, you're right. It is not sunk. Good. I better go get it.
All right, buddy. Got to roll. See you, Jay.
All right. See you, buddy.
Later. Bye. All right, man. Well, folks, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. They have a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery. There's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item or can't wait on those long deliveries, their sales team, over 100 years of combining experience, and they're here to support you from start to finish, whether it's a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction. Remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. Let them handle it all at 281-332-6224 or sales@alliedinc.com. That's 281-332-6224.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5:39 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to Galveston now off its Bayou area. Well, right there on off its. Talk to Sharky Marquez this morning. Sharky, good morning.
What's up, buddy?
How is it going?
Man, going well. We just wrapped up that three-day Honda Marine event. Had a blast with those guys.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Man, it was great. I got in on Monday, and And then Tuesday, we took all the boats out and put them on a ton of different fish, which was fantastic. Caught a bunch of redfish and drum and sheep's head and everything to be expected this time of season. And ended the trip doing a little bit of some fun flounder fishing, you know, for about 10, 15 minutes in the channel there so they could experience that. And it was great, man. We caught a bunch of fish and had just an awesome time, man.
Awesome.
It was good.
Good deal.
And we ate good. Everybody ate really good. We had, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner catered. We had a chef come in and cook. Chef come into Bayside up in our lodge and cook up all the fish. It was awesome, man. It was sweet.
Well, what all did y'all catch? A little bit of everything?
Yeah, man, we had some slot redfish, we had a trout, some pup drum, sheep's head, and
I guess it was safe to say there was no flounder on the menu that night.
Yeah, there was no. Yeah, definitely, no flounder, definitely no. Definitely no flounder. All right. Yeah. Hey, no siree. Oh, man.
Well, I forgot to ask Jeff Goat. I guess Louisiana's closure's over, huh?
Man, I guess so, because I seen a photo the other day.
Yeah, I saw Bruce.
A bunch of flounder laid out somewhere.
Over there at Hagberry, man. I mean, the whole dock was covered in them. 50, 60, 80 flounder laying there. It was nasty.
That's insane. Yeah, I got to think that Yeah, I got to think that it might not be closed down there.
Yeah, I think they closed too early.
Well, I've been looking for an offshore window to get back out there, and I'm running through it looks like Saturday, Sunday looks great, man. I think I'm inshore on Saturday, but maybe I'll sneak out on Sunday and try to go get her done. My deckhand Blake, he took a buddy. Him and his buddies went out on a contender last week, and they grouper fish. They caught I think they brought back 15 grouper. Nice. And he texted me and I said, man, you ought to go rip around. They were around the flower gardens. I said, you ought to go troll a nomad real quick and see if them wahoo are there. And they stuck a real nice wahoo out there. So those fish are starting to show up out deep. So
heck yeah, hoo, man.
Yeah, man, should be right around the corner, baby. It's not even cold yet, and those wahoo are there, so it should be a good season.
Well, that would be sweet.
Yeah. So we're waiting for a little window to do that. I'm checking NOAA now. Saturday showing 2 foot at 6 seconds. That's not bad.
Not at all.
Sunday, that's three. Yeah, it's doable. Yeah, that's doable. But anyway, it's been good, Mickey. We've been catching them up, whacking them up, and stacking them. Looking forward to December 15th. I'm sure, like everybody else is, we got what, a couple weeks, and we'll be smacking them.
Well, we need a cold front, but we don't want a bad one. Get these flounder on the move. Hopefully, it'll stay mild like this till flounder season opens back up and let these people have at it, man. Give me at least a week of this.
Yeah, for sure, man. For sure. Yeah, that weather, man, it's been getting to me. I've been all kinds of messed up on the sinuses, so goodness gracious, man. Hopefully, it's just that time of year, you know. It's cold, hot, rainy, not rainy. Looks like there might be a front coming in on, it looks like Wednesday, all the way down to lows of 58.
Yeah, let's see here.
Or maybe it's pushing through on Monday. It looks a little bit rainy. Tuesday, low 64. Wednesday, low 58. So it's got to be getting cold.
It looks like Houston low for Friday is 47, Friday next week. Then 45.
Whoa.
But, Thanksgiving 53 to 69. That's perfect. That's good Thanksgiving weather.
Yeah, it sure is, isn't it?
As long as it's not raining, that's all I care about.
Yeah, I don't like the cold, but raining and cold, no, thank you. No, thank you.
Well,
what y'all doing for Thanksgiving? Anything fun?
Staying at home.
There you go. That's about the best thing to do.
Yeah. No travel.
Get you some relaxing in, and there you go.
Yeah, it depends on the weather Thanksgiving morning, whether I go fishing or go hunting, either a duck hunt or a fishing trip. Weather's bad, go hunting. Weather's good, go fishing.
There you go. I love to see it. Well, there should be some fish munching.
My whole life, you know, and that's, we could always look forward to Thanksgiving morning. The family planned on it with my dad and all my brothers and stuff, and we'd we had to throw my mom, well, the hunting, she didn't go, but if we were fishing, she was going. But we did one or the other.
And that's awesome. Some of my best memories doing that, you know what I mean? That's what it's all about.
Caught my first 9-pound trout on Thanksgiving morning in the fog.
Golly!
Drifting right in the front of Red's Bayou in the mouth of it up there in about 4 to 6 feet of water over a clamshell.
Ain't that something, man? That'll keep you coming back every year, won't it?
Legitimate 9. I don't know. I was in high school. I thought
that's insane.
Biggest fish I'd ever seen in my life back then.
Hey, that's a hoss, man.
Still to this day, that's a giant fish, man. A legitimate 9-plus trout. That's a big one.
Boy, that's something to be proud about, man. And it's cool when it happens on a holiday. I think like a couple Christmases ago, we went out with old Naylor and got that big swordfish, and I'll never forget that.
Right.
I'll never forget that Christmas swordfish, man. It's cool. It's in our blood, isn't it? It don't matter when. We're trying to go get it done.
I'm looking.
I love it, man.
A USGS certification. A good friend of mine killed a lesser snow goose, and what I'm reading here, this thing was the bird was hatched in 2021 in Russia.
What?
Yeah, lesser snow goose. And
no joke.
Yeah.
Boy, that's interesting.
The bander was in the Pacific Flyway, Helena, Montana. And
ain't that something?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool, man. Hey, I got a weird one for you. On the you know, similar terms, a little bit crazy. I caught this redfish, October, I don't know, say the 7th or something. And I recorded it. I recorded because it had this, it was hooked in like a real unfortunate place, all right? It had obviously swallowed this hook, and the hook was coming out of its, you know, bladder. So I was I told my deckhand, I said, hey, record this real quick. So we removed the hook, and I was like, all right, we're going to let this fish go. We let it go. And then with the Honda guys yesterday, we're having a competition, you know, biggest fish, most fish, and redfish with the most spots. And I catch this redfish. He's a little small, so we didn't keep him. And I took a photo of both sides because he had a bunch of spots on him. So I get home last night, and I said, man, wait a second. I was looking through the photos. I said, man, that fish looks really close to the one I caught like a month and a half ago with that hook in it. And I'll be, it was the same one. He was all healed up and everything. It was sweet, man.
All right, Sharky, that's cool, man. I got to go, buddy. Throw them out. All
right, buddy.
To make them reach you.
All right, Outcast Charters, Google us. Look us up. We'd love to have you. Bayside Event Center. Come out, make some memories with us, lodge with us, get married, go fishing. We'll do it all. Come on with it.
All right, buddy. Have a good week.
All right, buddy. God bless.
Saturday. All right, Sharky. See you,
buddy. Sounds good, buddy.
Later.
See you, man.
All right, real quick, let's run up to the Big Sam and check in with Randy Dearman. Good morning, Randy. I don't have a lot of time, but I got you.
Hey, Captain Mick. you know me. We bass fished yesterday, me and a buddy of mine. Caught a fair number of bass, caught them up real shallow. You know, I mean, my goodness, it was just so I did get them worm on a light sinker right up against the bank.
Right.
And ease off with it. It's a funny year, and it's that time of year where I'm fixing to get out of here, you know, next week. It's a dead gum hot. We ain't had a...
Yeah, you can run down to Mexico and enjoy you some 100-degree weather every day.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness. But I look forward when I get back to giving you a holler and give you a report, see what's going on up here with the crappie and bass.
I know it, man. So we probably won't talk till after the first of the year then.
It'll be that, Mick. You know me.
I'm gone.
Muy grande, they call
it. As long as you come back, man. As long as you come back.
Oh, I'll be back. Ain't no problem with that.
Yeah, none whatsoever. You roll one down this year that fill up the back of that truck with horns.
I tell you, the one that I was going to kill, he passed away.
There you go. Let him live too long. He died of old age because Randy wouldn't shoot him.
Oh, I mean, everybody's mad at me about it, but he got a big growth on his chest. I don't know what it was. And,
a tumor.
yeah, and they found him there by the feet pen. We had pictures of him, you know, all year. He's, you know, 200 plus inch deer. It's a crying shame, but double drop time, it's just pretty
oh,
can be.
Come on. Well,
I show people the videos and pictures of him, you know, for the last few years, and I said, "Well, why won't you kill that deer?" I said, "Well, he's not old enough."
And the guy looks at you and goes, "You stupid or something?"
You don't know how many people have told me that.
I know it. But, hey, I mean, if you're going to start killing 3- and 4-year-old deer, I mean, that's what you did when you were a kid.
That's it.
Got to shoot the old men.
Give them a chance. Walk.
Yeah. All right, Randy. Well, hey, man, you have a good Thanksgiving and Christmas, and I'll talk to you next year. You know, you got my number. If you roll a big one, send me a picture. Text it to me.
All right, Captain Mick. Have a good one, everybody. Look forward to seeing you.
All right, Randy. You have a good one, my friend. Take care. Good luck. All right, that's Randy Dearman. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early at 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.